Here we go with a Thank God It's Friday edition of America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and border to border. Big rollover event today at St. Ange Livestock for the ranchers affected by the recent Wyoming fires, plus over 4,000 head of grass calves and yearlings on the offering. Be in the seats in Pajasapa or tune in and turn on to CattleUSA.com. Bill Bullard, CEO of RCAF USA, is no stranger to rollover events or fires for that matter. Bill, always a pleasure. How's the pastures in Montana?
Well, we can always use some more rain, but we've had a relatively good year,
awesome.
At least in this central area where I'm at.
Seems to kind of be the deal. I've done a lot of traveling recently down through Kansas and up in North Dakota and all over Iowa. And for the most part, things look pretty good for a change. We're glad to see it. Now, Bill, when cattle prices are high, like they've been for the past couple of years, our calf is not necessarily top of mind to cattlemen like in down years. But, sir, your hard work continues for American cattle producers. What's cooking at RCAF USA?
Well, as we anxiously await a return to working on the farm bill, we have some provisions that we believe are absolutely essential to include in there, including, of course, mandatory country of origin labeling for beef, so consumers can choose under what country's food safety regime they want their beef produced. And, of course, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has seen fit to mandate radio frequency identification ear tags on all adult cattle shipped across state lines. So we're working on resolutions of disapproval in both the House and the Senate to overturn that particular rule. And we have a rule that has made its way already through the U.S. Senate. And that was the resolution of disapproval that would overturn the USDA rule that allows the importation of fresh beef from Paraguay, which, of course, is a country that is not deemed to be free of foot and mouth disease. So these are all issues that we're working on. But one of the most important issues we're working on right now is the promulgation of rules to finally implement the Packers and Stockyards Act to address what the Congress meant when it said that the meat packers could not engage in unfair practices within our industry. And this is very important to independent cattle producers because the Packers and Stockyards Act does not regulate the producer, it regulates the packer. And it specifically regulates the conduct of the packer. And it addresses the fact that highly concentrated packers have tremendous buying power that can be abusive. And we need the rules to ensure that independent cattle producers are actually operating on a level playing field with the highly concentrated meat packers that possess this high degree of buying power. So these rules are important. There's a comment deadline coming up on the 16th of September, and we're presently working on our comments right now.
Bill Bullard, of course, CEO of RCAF USA. How does one become a member of your well-respected organization?
Well, they can go to our website at www.r-cafusa.com. So we also have a Facebook page that they can reach us on.
Absolutely. Nailed it. Bill Bullard, always a pleasure having you on America's Hot Barn Report, and thanks for your time, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you.